Hey, we welcome Linda Ray to the program today. I've known Linda's husband for about five decades. Back, what year did Ted graduate?
75.
75, okay.
Yep.
I was just
Parkside Eagle, say.
Parkside Eagle. I was just a little before him. I paved the way for him.
There you go. There you go.
How are you, Linda?
I'm doing well. Yeah. Thanks.
Linda is chairing the Jackson Symphony Guild Holiday Ball, which is coming up in 3 weeks, December 7th, 38th annual. So, exciting event.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very proud of it. It's one of, well, I think it's Jackson's pearl when it comes to events like this. Absolutely.
Well, tell our listeners about it. What's going to happen?
Okay. So it's the Jackson Symphony Guild. We're an arm of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra that we put all our energies into helping the financial, provide financial assistance to the Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So we put this on. It's our only fundraiser of the year. This year's theme is Crystal Enchantment, and the ball is December 7th. It's at the Country Club. Absolutely beautiful. Great dinner. We've chosen our menu. Very proud of that. And they kick it up a notch for us. It's just wonderful. But there's dancing and live and silent auction. The orchestra plays. We have a young lady who's received a couple of grants from the orchestra, and she'll be performing on the piano that night. And then, we have a piano soloist that'll play during the welcome time. And then we have an exciting party band. They're making a return appearance. And we have a good time. We dance and laugh. There's a little bit of drinking maybe going on. Just a little bit. But it's people let their hair down. It gets raucous toward the end of the night.
Fun night.
It is very fun night. Very fun night. Yeah.
What about tickets, Linda?
Tickets can be obtained through the website, Jackson Symphony Orchestra's website. I would like to talk about when you roll up, you're going to be greeted by valets. The decorations are exquisite.
Is big time.
It is big time.
Yeah.
It is. It's,
what's,
you know,
behind
what?
Crystal Enchantment? That sounds elegant.
It is elegant. It is. You know, if you're going to go out and dress up like Ken and Barbie and be a princess and a prince for the night, yeah. So, but I adore Jackson and its majesty when we're blanketed in one of those ice storms. And that was my inspiration for the theme. I think the Country Club is beautiful as is,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to really deck the halls. It's very elegant. The decorations, a lot of them, we've tried to be good stewards, and decorations, we've done a lot of them by hand. God bless Bethel. They donated, a ridiculous amount of crystals, and so those have turned into our decorations. And then one of the items that we have on the live auction is a white Christmas tree decked out with crystals, handmade ornaments, and then Steampunk Eddie, who is, you know, another one of our heroes in Jackson. He is making the base, which will be on rollers, and the topper as well, and that'll be part of our live auction. Silent auction, we've got from fresh flowers to furniture from Vermeulen's. I can talk more about the live auction items.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so God love Al Spies. He has donated a dinner in his home, and we're going to do a traveling road show. Tim Boss is coming in, and he'll be doing appraisals and talking about some of the wonderful pieces that Al has in his home. So that'll be a wonderful night. And then Bob and Mary Smith are donating a weekend in South Haven. And I don't want to make any promises. I don't know what they have up their sleeves, but I know they've taken people out for a grand boat ride and dinner, and Mary is a fabulous cook. So, yeah, breakfast and goodie bags, the whole nine yards. And then we have dinner at Georgia and Travis Fitasik's home. And the entertainment for that is to be announced. So that's one to watch for. And then, last but not least, a full week stay in Bonita Springs, donated by Pat and Phil Willis. They're giving a week for four adults.
Cool.
And adults means 21 and above. So they're not crazy. They're generous, but not crazy. So, yeah, I mean, great, great items. So we're quite proud. We've worked hard for a whole year. There's a committee of 26 of us, and we just kind of put our blood into it.
I was going to say, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into this because you go all year.
You know, it's like, I don't know, Bridezilla, Mother of the Bride, but there's quite a few of us. You put us all together and we can put on a pretty good party. Yeah. But we are open to everybody. We're hopeful to get younger people in.
Mm-hmm.
If
you don't have to be a member.
You absolutely don't. We encourage people to join the guild, and there's not a lot of prerequisite to that. It's just, you know, supporting the orchestra hall and what they do down there. I mean, they give music lessons to kids. That's my motivation, is getting kids educated in mm-hmm. the art of music. I think it's grand.
And it's been a great year down there. With the improvements.
So much going on.
The renovation.
Yes, yes, yes. I think people really understand what the gift of music can do for a person. Can really change a life. Yeah. So, yeah, we want to perpetuate it. We want to keep it alive. And we're so thrilled. We've always had, well, as long as I can remember, we've had wonderful Stephen Osmond, and what an amazing blessing to now have Matt Aubin. We just feel very blessed.
How did you get involved in the symphony?
Many years ago, maybe 15, Jim and Sharon Jansen invited Ted and I to sit at their corporate table, and I was so nervous about wearing a gown and having to run a tux for Ted. That's no more. If a lady wants to wear just a street-length dress and a man wants to wear a suit, that is just fine. Some of us love to get dressed up. I personally fell in love. I felt just so special. And, you know, it's a really romantic night. If there's any men out there that are in the doghouse looking for a way to get out, I'll tell you what, brother, buy a couple tickets. It's romantic, fun, kind of raucous, delicious, the environment and the people. It's just people that love music and want to support the art. And, yeah, it's
you know, the music's going to be great.
You know, I have been the entertainment chair. This is my fifth year now. I should turn it over, probably. But the prerequisite, when I hire the band, I say, this is who you're playing for. You're playing for the maestro and the symphony members that play, the symphony fans, the people that support music. Do you have the courage to come and play for us? And if they say absolutely, they're in. They're in. Oh, there's just so much to be had. It's a marvelous night out. It's a great way to kick off the holidays. Again, December 7th. We start at 6 o'clock. The band is done at midnight, but we go a little longer. And on some of the bigger items on the live auction, if people...
Is Tim your auctioneer?
Oh, golly, yes. Yes. Well, we couldn't do it like we do. We turned over a check for $100,000 last year. And talk about blood, sweat, and tears. Tim is a man who, he just puts his whole heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't call people out. He doesn't make anyone uncomfortable. He knows his crowd, and he's tender-hearted and passionate, too. So, yeah, we just adore him. Yeah, very, very lucky to have Tim.
So go to the JSO website, and you can
please.
You can order your tickets, can't you?
Y'all come. You can absolutely order them online. There's teasers online. There's also a concert coming up on the 23rd, Carnival of the Animals. Matt Aubin, Maestro, came to our meeting yesterday. We had a board meeting for the Guild and spoke to us about that. It's going to be a marvelous program. Yeah. You know, there's so many great things about Jackson, but one of the finest things is it's coming right out of the symphony, the JSO. And people, you know, it's here for you. Come get it.
Not many communities this size have a group like that.
Oh, no.
Or the support of the Guild.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you, once you start, it's intoxicating. Earl and Candy Pileski took us to our first concert. And then I think the next year we bought season tickets. And I said to Ted, they'll have to carry me, my cold dead body, out of here before I give up these seats. Because if you call and ask, you tell them, I want to sit such and such, they'll make space for you. They'll figure it out. Becky is down there in the box office. Talk to Becky. Tell her Linda sent you.
Okay.
Seriously. They are very accommodating, and we're so fortunate to have the orchestra.
So this is a black tie event, but...
It is, but it's certainly not mandatory.
Right, right.
You know, some people enjoy getting dressed up. Those that don't have to. My mother said, wear what you're most comfortable in, and everyone will wish they were wearing what you had
on. There you go.
Right?
Black tie and corn dogs.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Go to the JSO website. Linda, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much. Yeah. Come on, people, fill those seats. We got to make that 100,000.
Thanks for all the work you guys do.
Thank you.
For the symphony.
Thank you.